It's Thursday, so it's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with General Manager Jason Linnane. How are you, mate?
Yes, going good, thank you, Bear. Going good. Hopefully that rain's eased up a little. Hopefully we're getting on the other end of the COVID impacts, and the footy starts this weekend, so how good's that?
That's true. We've got the All-Star game to look forward to, which means the NRL's not too far behind, and we'll be able to talk about our respective teams, hopefully with greater success than last year.
I'm a bit nervous. As a Knights supporter, very nervous.
We'll talk about that more about that in the future. What I want to talk about right now, though, is Howe Park.
Yeah, Howe Park, one of the most important pieces of social infrastructure in our local government area. We know how important it is to our people. We're going through a process at the moment, which is a legislative process to develop a plan of management for the site. And we've got a public hearing coming up on the 17th of February.
Yeah.
We've had to move that for the obvious reasons. Unfortunately, we hate doing this, but we had to move that into a virtual platform. So we're encouraging anybody who wants to register to participate in the public hearing to jump on our website or give our friendly staff a call so we can provide you with the link and provide you access. That public hearing will have an independent facilitator. The copies of the documents, if anyone wants to read it before the public hearing, are available on our website. They're available in hard copy at our admin building, a library, a visitor information centre.
Yep.
And submissions close on the 11th of March.
All right, a lot of people having some interesting opinions on that, so I'll be fascinated to find out how that works out in the future. Now, mate, you've been spending a few dollars this week on a nice piece of equipment. Tell us about it.
Yeah, really excited about this one. This has been a major investment in our fleet and plant to help us become more effective, more efficient. It's a real game changer. So we just bought a new piece of equipment called a jet catcher. And we are a roads council. We've got hundreds and hundreds of kilometres of road that we need to manage on behalf of our community. So the more efficient we can become, the better the job we can do, well, everyone's going to be happier. So this new jet patch really removes all that manual handling and all that double handling that we've had to do in the past.
Yeah.
And brings us in line with best practice in terms of how we go about doing pothole patching, doing our heavy patching and doing our road maintenance activities.
Well, sadly, the rains that we've had in 2022 and even last year as well, that's caused a great deal of work. So I understand why you've had to buy this.
Yeah, it has. The rain and water is the enemy of roads.
Yeah.
And we have had such a wet period coming on after that such a lengthy dry period. But this $500,000 investment will reap massive benefits out of it because it will make us much more efficient and much more effective. So it's a really smart investment when you think about it, $500,000, it's not that much when you compare we're managing hundreds of millions of dollars worth of road on behalf of the community.
Yeah, very true. Before I let you go, have you got an iPad I can borrow?
Hey, yes, we have. Absolutely, we have. How cool is this? Our staff at our library never cease to amaze me just how innovative they are and how in touch they are with our community. And this program where we are making iPads available to our community to come and borrow from our library. So it's another example. The libraries aren't just about books. There's so much more. It's a program that has genesis in our COVID support package. And what basically all it is anybody who's a member of our library can pop on down to the guys. There are five of them available. They can borrow the iPads for a period up to 3 weeks, and they can do all sorts of things like telehealth, interactions with GPs or psychologists, counsellors, or just connecting with their community. So it's just a wonderful idea. When the guys told me about this, I thought, I'm lucky to work with people like these guys.
You could use the iPad that you borrowed to go to the virtual meeting about Howe Park.
You're all over it, aren't you?
Jason Linnane, as always, mate, thanks for joining us. Thanks for keeping us up to date with what's happening around Singleton.
Thanks, Bear, and thanks to you, and all the best to you and all the listeners.